The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Resurrection power for today is coming your way. Resurrection power for today is coming your way. Today, the 29th day of May, 2023. 29th day of May 2023. The resurrection power for today is coming your way. From Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance and Service of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down here, Ebony Hotel. It's a brand new life in a brand new day. It's a brand new life in a brand new day. It's a brand new life in a brand new day. We thank you for giving us the blood. We thank you for sending Jesus down the cross. the blood, 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 the blood,
the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
Thank the Lord, we bless you, Lord, we exalt you,
Lord.
We uplift you, O Lord,
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Once again, I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. Precious sons and daughters of God, you are so precious before the Lord. That was why he came to die for you. If no one has told you, you are so precious. That was why Jesus Christ had to come and die for you. And Jesus Christ sees you as precious. You are precious gifts to him. So precious sons and daughters of God, I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, or Resurrection Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technician Boja Worldwide, and now Pascal. Yes, Boja Worldwide, Pascal under training. Yes, under the media team being led by Mrs. Babina Finwalker. We have gurus like Mr. and Mrs. Malan, Mr. Richard Blewushi, and Akoto Joshua. In fact, Joshua should have been mentioned first. Joshua Kuma. Yes, the guru, the expert who connected us. Yeah, may the Lord connect all of you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. We thank the Lord for ushering us into yet another day with a brand new life, another week. Today is the 29th day of May, 2023. Today is the 150th day of the year 2023. 150 days, 150th day of the year 2023. We are still in the Holy Spirit era. In the New Testament, the day that the Holy Spirit fell, from that day, there was change of level. Levels change among the believers. The fearful Peter, who out of fear betrayed Jesus, Judas betrayed Jesus, but denied Jesus three times. Now, the same Peter, the same people before whom he had denied Jesus, he looked at them and he said, in the power of the Holy Spirit, he said, you kill him, wicked people, you kill him. Acts chapter, you kill him, but God brought him back to life. That was a change of level. In fact, yesterday I didn't get into the message where I will mention people whose levels were changed. I didn't get there. I will continue on Sunday. So we are still in the realm of the change of what? Level. Levels are changing. Look, levels have changed. I'm telling you, levels have changed. You see, you must conscientize your mind. You see, when you are praying, reset your mind, because the thing is happening. Everything we are praying for has already been paid for on the cross. It has already been paid for. Look, it is no longer going to be created. It already exists in the realms of the spirit. In the New Testament, we don't pray and expect that from tomorrow or maybe from next week. No, as you are praying, it is happening. You must be expectant. That is why even as we are praying, we drop offering on the altar. Do you know what that means? Lord, I thank you that you have released my testimony. I thank you that you have released it. I thank you that it has been released in the realms of the spirit. You are connecting. Yes. That is why when a word is released to somebody, the person goes to connect to the altar to that word, because the person has accepted that word. And let me tell you, it shouldn't only be that day connecting. Look, it should be in your mouth. That thing should occupy your mind. It should occupy you. Begin to sing praises and others and change your mind of what the Lord has done. That's how these things work. Somebody was telling me yesterday, one of my pastors, when we met, say, Pastor, your problem, you don't start a topic and finish, because you have too much. You don't start and finish. Yes. Right now, you see, I need to teach you how to connect to the supernatural, how to release the thing. Somebody was asked, how do you stand there? Pastor, why is it that you say receiving, people are falling? So and so. Yesterday, you didn't touch anybody apart from those who are receiving the Holy Spirit. But you asked, Pastor, I don't understand how this, how that. I say it's a connection. The moment your spirit gets connected to supernatural, you can also declare it and it will happen. You can declare it because the spirit already is in you. So, beloved, we are still in the days of the Holy Spirit. Levels are changing and the end is coming. See, level change simply means the end has also come. Yes. When your level has changed, it means the end of the former things has also ended. It has also come. So this morning, our theme again is Holy Spirit, my level changer, bring it to an end. Holy Spirit, my level changer, bring it to an end. And this morning, we want to read our first scripture again. We want to read John chapter 16, verse 7. I want to read from the International Standard Version, ISV. ISV, International Standard Version. John chapter 16, verse number 7. However, I'm telling you the truth. It's for your advantage that I am going away. Because if I don't go away, the helper, please, note two words, advantage, helper won't come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. 8, when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Of sin because they don't believe in me. Of righteousness because I'm going to the Father and you will no longer see me. And of judgment because the ruler of this world has been judged. I still have a lot to say to you, but you cannot bear it now. 13 and 14. Yet, when the Spirit of truth is also called the Spirit of truth, who leads into all truth. If you want to know the truth about everything, speak in tongues and meditate. Ask the Holy Spirit. He will tell you the truth in everything. Yes. Because he is the Spirit of truth. So continue reading. Verse 13. Yet when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will speak on his own accord. But he will speak whatever he hears and will declare to you the things that are to come. 14. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Let me end there. Amen.
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 In Proverbs 23 verse 18, King James says, surely there is an end. Surely there is an end. And your expectation shall never be cut short. Surely there is an end. Surely there is what? An end. That word end also means there is a future. So some version is, surely there is a future. It is the same. The word end there means end, beginning, future. Surely there is an end. You see, an end begins the future of the next thing. An end begins the future of another thing. An end of poverty begins the future of prosperity. An end of negativity begins positivity. So surely there is an end. Or there is a future. Everything that has an end also has a future. Amen. So we are talking about the end. 1 Peter 4, 7. 1 Peter 4, 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. The end of all things. This is talking about the end of the world. This is talking about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Since that time, they have been saying, Jesus, the end, the end, the end, the end, the end. We are still in the end. We are still in the end. We are still in the end. Don't be surprised. If after 100 years, Jesus has not still come. Live as though he is not coming. And live as though he is coming right now. Plan as though he is not coming now. And plan as though he's coming right now. That's how we should live. Because you know the reason why 1,000 years is like what?
A day.
And a day is like 1,000 years. You know, let me tell you, when it comes to the spiritual realm, spiritual realm has no day. Spiritual realm is a realm. It has no day. In the spiritual realm, there is no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. God created this world to live within time. To live within time. He doesn't live within time. Angels don't live within time. So when you hear the end, the end, the end. Look, the way God sees the end is different from the way we see the end. And the way God sees the beginning is different from the way we see the beginning. Look, as for God, look, when God speaks, anything God has told you, it is as if it is right now. 10 years, it is as if it is right now before God. Because in the realms of the spirit, it is only one day. It is only one day. This is what you should understand. That is why when God speaks, because we have been created to live within time, we are to manage time. We are not to waste time. We are to begin to act immediately. Look, immediately a prophetic word comes. God, what should I do? What sacrifice should I make? What corresponding action? Say corresponding action. What corresponding action should I take? Do you know why we give offering? Do you know why we pay tithe? Do you know why, in addition, people don't understand this? Do you know why, in addition to why is it that Jesus has come to die? He has saved us. We are free. Why are we still paying tithe? Why are we still being taxed? Why are we still contributing? Why are we still being asked to do things? Let me ask you. Can't God command the chapel to appear? Let me ask somebody. God will say, let there be light. Can't he say, chapel, appear? Can't he? Can't he say, chapel, be appear? Chapel, appear? Somebody should answer me. Somebody reading something. Can't God say, chapel, appear? Eh? The God who said, let there be light, and light appeared. So-so-and-so, and it appeared. So-so-and-so, it appeared. Can't he command your car to appear? Can't he command the chapel to appear? Why is it in Exodus chapter 25, he said to Moses, tell the people to contribute, to build me a tabernacle. Tell the people to contribute, even stones, those who can give gold, those who can give silver, those who can give bronze, those who can, even stones. Stones, those who can give. Do you know why? After Genesis 3, everything changed. After Genesis 3, everything changed. Do you know why Jesus didn't save us in the spiritual realm? Jesus could have sat in heaven and waved his hand or just breathed on the whole world and say, everyone that has eaten the fruit, be saved. Be saved. He could have breathed on us. But you know, if you know God, you don't understand. May God help us. Look, God is the God of justice. God is the God of justice. So I'm telling you, God is just. God, so if you know God, God's justice system, I am telling you, you will enjoy Christianity. Because Adam ate. He ate out of his own will. He ate. Adam ate the fruit. Adam and Eve. Always when you say Eve was the one, Adam was inside Eve. Eve was also inside Adam. They were one. Because they ate the fruit, God said, don't eat. The day you eat, you do what? You will die. That means there is something in that fruit. That means that there is something. That fruit was of poison. There is poison in that fruit. There is a spiritual poison that can cut God away from you. That can separate you from God. God didn't separate himself. They separated themselves. So God said, the day you eat, you will die. The day you eat, the poison in that fruit will separate you. The poison is sin. It will separate you from me. So don't eat. And they ate. Immediately they ate, they became corrupted. In fact, they were what? They depreciated, they were demoted from their godly nature. They were demoted right from their mind. Right from their mind. Their blood group P, perfect blood, became corrupted. So now we have A plus, A negative, O positive, O negative, B positive, B negative, C plus, W, so and so. We have them. We have sickle cell. Corrupted. So that all the descendants of Adam, they will pick one of it. They will pick some. Everybody, our blood group is corrupted by sin. So because of that, Jesus had to do what? Come physically and also do what? Die. He had to die to conquer that sin. So that through his death, anybody who connects to Jesus, life has come back. You are reconnected to God. So Jesus has become what? The bridge, the link between us and God. Only through him. That the nature of God, that initial godly life will be restored. That was why Jesus came physically. And because Jesus came physically, that is why after prayer, we give offering. We go to church. That's why he won't call things into being. No. He won't call again. Do it. He has given you power to do it. That was why he set up systems. That's why we have corresponding action. Corresponding action. Yes. Corresponding action. Even do you know that Adam, when he was put in the garden, Genesis chapter 2 from verse 15, God, what responsibility did God give to Adam? Two responsibilities. He said what? Keep it and what? Work it and keep it. Work it and keep it. Work it and keep it. Even God didn't come down to work it for Adam. He said, work it and keep it. You know what the Lord was teaching me? God created the world. He called the world into being. But then gave Adam the power to set up systems. Yes. He gave Adam the power to set up the systems that will rule. He want to operate. So it was a perfect system. Genesis 2. Perfect. But after Genesis 3, the system became corrupted. Satan introduced himself. Another person introduced himself. Yes. So right now, the system we are operating is no longer perfect. All the systems of the world, they are falling systems, Babylonian systems. Even though Jesus came and we have his system, we must operate his system. Amen. Amen. You see, if you look at our theme for this month, the theme for May is what? Enforcing compliance. Enforcing what? Compliance. That's the theme for the month of May. Enforcing compliance. Fine. Commanding things to fall in place, simply. If you watch all the prayers that we have prayed, if you watch the topics that we have prayed on, desperate action for God's strange happening, desperate prayers for God's strange happenings, the ultimate sacrifice, my insurance, commanding the end, or the end must come. All this, they are inside enforcing compliance. They are subtopics. All the prayers we have prayed, they are part of what? Enforcing compliance. Let me tell you, now you are more than Adam. You are like Jesus. God will not come and set your system for you. The way you want your life to go, he has given you the power. How you want to live, he has given you the power. He has given you what? The word. His word. His word. The word of God is his mind. If you want to know the mind of God, I will teach you how to know God. You know God through his word. And how? You know God through his word, the written word. What does that mean? Anytime you are reading the Bible, find out the role of God in it. The role of Jesus in it. The role of the Holy Spirit in it. If it is Old Testament, the role of God. If you are reading about the Israelites, what was God saying to them? What they did? How did God react? Was he annoyed with them? What did they do that God was angry? What did they do that God punished them? So you are seeing God. The role of God, the reaction of God. So it means that, if I also do that thing, God will get angry. That's how we study God. We get to know God through the written word. We get to know Jesus through what he said, how he lived, how he interacted with people in the word. We also get to know God through the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit reacted with people. We get to know God through our daily experiences, challenges. How did God act in this challenge? That is why the Bible says, be still and know that what? I am the Lord. Any challenge. Oh my God. Do you know what God was teaching me upstairs around 3:20? Oh, look. When I release it, I keep on saying this. So when I release it, you won't worry again at any problem that comes. Eh? Let me tell you. Do you know what glorified light? Do you know what glorifies light? What makes light important? Who can say it? Light. What makes light important? What gives light its importance? Darkness. Darkness. Look, it's daytime. If you put on light, it's useless. Go to the street. Do you see light? Do you see light? Light is useless because now the sun has come. Daytime. But in darkness, that is when light. So do you know? Anytime a problem comes, opposite of problem is what? Solution. So you see, your problem is going to glorify the solution. So a problem must come so that a solution comes for you to celebrate the solution. My God, I just gave you something small. I will keep the rest. So you see, the Holy Spirit is God's agent and agency in enforcing compliance. The Holy Spirit is God's agent and agency in enforcing compliance. As we read in John chapter 6, verse 7, he says, the helper. He didn't say a helper. He says, the helper. He didn't say a helper. He's called the comforter. He's called the advocate. The definite article, not a, but they. There. You see, there. So that word there, go and read it and make notes. It means, look, the only helper in this world is the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. The only advocate, the only comforter is the Holy Spirit. Apart from him, there is no helper. He's the one who teaches people to help you. He's the one who works out things in your favor. Without him, there is no helper. He is all the helper, the advocate, he helped Jesus. Without him, Jesus could not perform. Without him, Jesus could not fulfill all his ministry. Look, when he helped Jesus to pray, and he answered Jesus' prayers. He helped Jesus' prayers to go to the Father. He helped the answers to come. And the same Holy Spirit has been given to us. So do you know, we are to live like Jesus. So we are small Jesus. I am telling you. Look, sometimes God doesn't know what to do to us. I'm telling you. Look, no solution is in heaven. No, it's here. It is already with you. The solution, the kingdom of God is already inside you. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He said, he has set eternity in the house of men. The kingdom of God is inside you. That is why when we are praying, see, when we are speaking in tongues, do you know what you are doing? You are what? Stirring the spirit inside you. You are stirring him to come up and begin to direct you. I'm telling you. When you are praying in tongues, you are stirring the spirit inside you to come up. Take charge of your mind. Take charge of your mouth. Take charge of your five senses. Then you begin to direct you. Through what? Thoughts. Thoughts will begin to come. Impulses will begin to come. Promptings will begin to come. Why don't you do this? Why don't you touch this? Why don't you go this way? Why don't you do this? Yes. because he's in you. He's already in you. So the solutions are all, they are you. Look, when we are praying, we are praying solution out of us. Don't pray and look up, even though physically we look up or whatever. So that's why now in New Testament, the position that you stand, you take and pray, doesn't matter. Whether you kneel, because the thing is all inside you. In the Old Testament, they were to pray and face on Jerusalem. I'm telling you, they were to pray and face a particular direction because that was where the temple was. So you face the east. But after the Holy Spirit has come, the temple is inside you. I'm telling you, the temple is inside you. You can sit and pray. You can kneel and pray. You can lie down and pray. You can take your own position and pray. But sometimes, you see, we want to bring that into the physical to show reverence, so you kneel and pray. You clap and pray as you are led by the Spirit of God. So, in fact, I want us to know that the Holy Spirit is the helper, and it's also our advantage. The Holy Spirit is the believer's advantage. A Christian without the Holy Spirit, please let me explain this. A Christian without the Holy Spirit is empty. He's a prey to the devil. He's empty and a prey to the devil. Somebody will say, does it mean that everybody should speak in tongues? If possible, speak in tongues. But if you don't want it, believe in Christ. That's all. Because it is your advantage to speak in tongues and to your disadvantage if you don't speak in tongues. Yes. It's like you've gone to America. You are now American citizen. You are a Ghanaian. There are certain things you should assess as a Ghanaian. Certain things that should be given to you free. You don't pay for them. And you decide. You decide that you don't need it. Yes. You decide that you don't need it. The Holy Spirit is not for Pentecostals. It's for what? Children of God. Once you are a child of God. So, the Holy Spirit can be in you. But speaking in tongues is a sign. That's what it's called. As a sign that you have what? Been baptized. But once you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit is already in you. Because Jesus is the Holy Spirit also. The Holy Spirit is in Jesus. So once you accept Him, a measure of the Holy Spirit is in you. Only that you have not been fully what? Baptized in Him. So you can choose to just live with Christ like that. Or you can decide to have the baptism. Look, I was shocked when we went to Brother Obed's wedding at Methodist. Methodist pastors were speaking tongues. Kaya katakaya. Look, I was just looking at the man like that. I wasn't praying. I was looking at the man. When he was speaking in tongues, he turned and looked at me and smiled. When we went to the office, he said, are you surprised? Look, some of us speak in tongues. Oh. It is not denominational. We are children of God. We speak in tongues. In the office there, come and see three of them. Plus, we started papa rickety. Look, as we were speaking, I was just watching them. Hey! I know Baptist pastor friends who blow in tongues. At least I know two Roman Catholic fathers who speak in tongues. But denomination. I know Presbyterian pastor who speak in tongues. Because it is what? Your advantage. He helps you to live a victorious life in this world. He helps you to live a victorious life. Look, he is our helper and what? Our advantage. Let me say this again. The greatest manifestation of power is to speak, command, decree, pray, and it happens. That's the greater manifestation of power. I'm telling you, when you pray, the thing happen. When you command, the thing happen. When you decree, the thing happen. That's the greatest manifestation of power. I'm telling you, that's the greatest manifestation of power. And that comes through what? The Holy Spirit. And by faith. Not, you see, don't let pastors cheat you. Everybody, you are to be more than a pastor. You are a priest. You are a priest. Pastor, prophet, we are only to direct you so that you become like us and even more than us. Command the situation. You are driving and all of a sudden your car begins to command the car to stand still. Command the car. It's now you are going to take the phone. Pastor, my car is the way my... Hey, pastor, hey, the car... pastor, hey, my goodness. Ah! Command! Car! Stop! Stand still. Come back to road. So and so. Get out of this place. Because the Spirit of God is on. It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. Yes. There are situations where the pastor must come in. Somebody came here. The brother, and when they came here, a problem, this thing, and I just saw. This is normal. Forget it. It is solved. I didn't know that they were disappointed. Because the top pastor is going to lay hands and shake them. And in fact, they were really prepared. Like Naaman who went to Elisha and thought that Elisha would come out and lay hands and they say, look, go and wash in Kole Lagoon. The dirtiest, go and wash. Go and wash. Dip yourself in a lagoon like that. Go. And you got angry. But obedience. You see, there are levels of anointing. Now when the king say, pastor, as you said, exactly. You see, when you get to a certain level, your words are not ordinary words. I'm telling you. Look, what people will command, when the sons of Sceva, in Acts chapter 19, when they were also trying to cast out demon like Paul, they say, what do you mean? Jesus we know, and Paul we know about. Who are you? And they pounce on them. The demoniac pounce on them, gave them a severe beating until they ran naked. They wanted to do like Paul. Have you read that level? They were not even born again. But when you are born again, there are some situations you can command. I'm telling you, there are some cockroach, mosquito demons you can command. In fact, as a matter of fact, the devil, a baby that is born today, let me tell you, filled with the Holy Spirit, who can say in Jesus' name, the devil fears that baby. I'm telling you, the devil fears that baby. Just in Jesus' name by faith, the devil fears that baby. So we are going to command. The end must come. We are still in the days of the Holy Spirit. Look, we are tired of... we have been called into result-producing ministry. This one, let me hold it. Let me hold it. Otherwise, I'll begin to tell you what God wants to do next month. Say, my Father in heaven. We thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
We thank you for this exhortation. We
thank you for this.
Let's thank God right now for His word. Let's thank God. Let's thank
Father,
God for the exhortation.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for your word that has come. Thank you for this exhortation. We appreciate you for your word.
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
HDSTHRTJ. Say, Daddy, even more of them speak in tongues these days. Yes.
Praise God.
More of them. More of them. Methodist pastors. Presby. Roman Catholic. More of them. They are speaking in tongues these days. Look, some of these denominational dogmas, they came from human mind. Even some things that Paul wrote. Paul himself. There are some things you say, I, not the Lord. This one, the Lord, not I. It was his own wishes. Paul is just against women. He was so prejudiced against women. Paul, don't take everything Paul wrote, writes about women. Yes, Paul said, I, not the Lord. The Lord, not I. And it is time we should begin to, you see, that's why you need to develop yourself in the spirit. If you don't take care, you are following somebody's ideology. My church, we don't believe this. Who brought it? Who is that person who brought it? Believe the Bible. Believe the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, this one, is it correct? Should I do it? This one, how should I do this? What the Holy Spirit tells you, do. Is it in the Bible? Has it been done before in the Bible? Yes, follow it. And how should I do it in the New Testament? Follow it. And stop saying, we are a church. We so, so, and so. We this. Be led by the Spirit of God. Once it is in the Bible, once it has been done before. Look, there are things the Holy Spirit directs me to do, and I have not yet found them in the Bible, so I can't teach them. So they are subjective. Say subjective. Subjective. They are personal. I can't teach them because I can't find a, I have not yet found a Bible verse to support. So they are mine personally. And I am getting results. I can't teach anybody. I can't even teach mama. And I'm getting results. Yes, I am getting results. That's the Holy Spirit for you. He is deep. But you know, even Jesus, what did Jesus say? He said, look, there are many things I want to tell you, but you can't understand it now. But when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will do what? He will lead to all truth. So it means that even this Bible, that is not all. Behind this Bible, there are millions of billions of what? Revelation. Behind every word, there are billions of revelation. I read the Bible throughout the year since 1991. Every verse, when I get every year, I write a new note. Go to the office, go to my bedroom. You see those notebooks, those things. If you touch any of them, you are in trouble. I'm telling you, for years, you touch them, you are in trouble. Because the revelations inside there, every year, as I'm reading, the Holy Spirit is teaching me what he taught me last year in the same verse. Right now, I am reading the same thing. What I am receiving is different. That's why you need to develop yourself in the spirit. Look, we must get angry. Say enough is enough. Enough is say Holy Spirit, my level changer. Holy Spirit, my level changer. Holy Spirit, the level changer. The level changer. And my level changer. And our level changer. Holy Spirit, the level changer. 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 My level changer. Our level changer. Teacher, 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 teacher. I open up for you. I open up for you. I open up for you. Take charge of my mind. Take charge of my soul. Take charge of my senses. Take charge of my emotions. Take charge of my spirit. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge of my mind. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge of my emotions. Take charge of my senses. 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 Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge of my entire being. Take charge of my entire being. Take charge of my entire being. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Holy Ghost, 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 take charge.
Holy Ghost, take charge.
Take charge, take charge,
take charge. Of my being.
Take charge
of my mind. Take charge of my emotions.
Take charge
of my will. Take charge of me. Take charge of my person. Take charge of me, oh Lord. Take charge, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Take charge of me. Take charge of me. Take charge of me. Take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge. Take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge.
Take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Blessed Holy Spirit.
Blessed Holy Spirit.
Level changer.
Level changer.
The 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 helper.
The helper.
Our advantage.
Our advantage.
Change my level.
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 Holy Ghost,
change my level.
Change my level.
Change my level.
Change my level.
My level of faith.
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 My level of belief.
My level of belief.
My level of belief.
My level of
belief. My level of belief.
My level of belief,
my level of dedication,
my level of dedication,
my level of commitment,
my level of commitment,
my level of boldness,
my level of boldness,
my level of courage,
my level of courage,
my level of courage,
my level of courage,
my level of prayer,
my level of prayer,
my level of prayer,
my level of faith,
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 my level of faith.
My level of belief,
my level of belief,
my level of belief,
my level of understanding,
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 my level of revelation,
my level of revelation,
my level of discernment,
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 my level of boldness,
my level of boldness,
my level of boldness,
my level of courage,
my level of courage.
level of courage. Holy Ghost, change my level.
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 Holy Ghost, change my level.
Change my level
of faith.
Change my level
of prayer.
Change my level.
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 My level of
understanding.
My level of understanding.
My level of understanding.
Spiritual things.
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 My level of understanding.
My level of understanding your way.
My level of understanding your way.
My level of understanding your way.
My level of understanding life.
My level of understanding life.
My level of understanding life.
My level of discernment.
My level of discernment.
My level of
my level of discernment.
My level of discernment.
Discerning people's heart.
Discerning people's attitude.
Discerning people's attitude.
Discerning people's suggestions.
Discerning people's suggestions.
Change my level.
Change my level.
So that we will make God informed decisions, so that we will see our way clearly, so that we will forward and advance.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Level changer.
Level changer.
Bring it to an end.
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 The end must come.
The end must come.
Of this situation.
Of this situation.
Of my battles.
Of my battles.
Of the attacks.
Of the attacks.
Of the attacks.
Of the attacks.
The attacks.
The attacks.
Satanic attacks.
Satanic attacks.
Satanic battles.
Satanic battles.
The end must come.
The end must come.
The end must come.
The end must come.
Every delay in my life.
Every delay in my life.
The end must come.
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 The end must come. To every delay.
The end must come.
To every delay.
The end must come.
To every stagnation.
Every stagnant
growth. Every stagnant growth.
Every lack of progress.
Every lack of progress.
Every lack of progress.
Every lack of progress.
Every stagnant growth.
Every stagnant growth.
Every slow progress.
Every slow progress.
The progress. End must
the
come.
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 End must the come.
End must
the come.
End must the come.
End must the come.
End must
the come.
End must the come.
The end must come.
The end must
the
come.
End must Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
bring it to an end.
Bring it to an end.
Bring it to
bring
an end.
End. Bring it to
bring
an
it to
end.
End.
Bring it to an end.
Bring it to an end.
And fulfill dreams.
And fulfill prophecy.
And fulfill prophecy.
The end must come.
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 And fulfill dreams.
And fulfill prophecy.
And fulfill prophecy.
The end must come.
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 Every strong man.
Every strong man.
In my family.
In my family.
Every strong man.
Every strong man.
In my family.
In my family.
Every strong man.
Every strong man.
In my family.
In my family.
The end must come.
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 Every principality.
Every principality.
Every power,
every power
hovering over my atmosphere,
and my environment.
And my environment.
withholding good things, blocking God's blessing, the end of that principality, the end must come.
The end of disappointment, the end of recurring negative situations.
The end must come. Yes, O Lord.
Your end has come. Unstable mind. Your end has come. Your end has come. Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Any strong man in my family,
that hate in my family,
to celebrate testimonies. Any strong man in the church environment, in my home, that hate
to celebrate testimonies.
That hate to hear that good things are happening.
That hate
to hear that things are happening. Good things are happening in my life.
In my life.
In my life.
In my home.
In my life.
In my home.
In my career.
In my business.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
You that strong man.
Your end has come.
You that strong home.
Your end has come.
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 Papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya.
Your end is now.
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 Your end is today.
Your end is now.
Your end is now.
Your end is now.
This sickness. This sickness.
This sickness.
This sickness.
This sickness
in my body.
This sickness
in my body.
This sickness
in my body.
Yes, Lord.
This sickness in my body. The Holy Spirit is the healer, is the repairer, is the restorer.
Therefore,
your end has come.
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 Put your hand on your body right now.
In the
place that you are sick, put your hand like I've done. Like I've done. Put your hand.
Yes.
Yes, I am not sick, but put your hand. Put your hand there. Put your everybody. Put your hand on your body right now. This sickness. Any sickness in my body.
Your end has come.
Hey, your end has come.
Any sickness in my body.
Your end has come. You can no longer reign.
You can no longer rule.
In this body, blood pressure,
diabetes,
cancer, whatever you are called,
your end is now.
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 Hey, people are receiving healing.
Your end is now.
People are receiving healing.
Your end is now. Thank you, Lord.
Healing, healing.
Yes, yes, yes.
The spirit behind the sickness, they are checkout. They are checkout. Healing is coming.
Healing, healing.
Healing is manifesting right now.
Your end has come.
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 Cease operating my body.
Yes,
cease operating my body. Cease operating my body. Cease operating my head. Cease operating my leg. Cease operating at my back. Cease operating at my neck. Cease operating from my eyes. Cease operating my eyes. Cease operating my ears. Cease operating my ears. Cease operating. Command it right now. Whatever it is operating.
Cease operating.
Cease operating.
Cease operating.
Body, cease operating this body, cease operating my organ,
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 cease operating,
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 cease operating, command it right now,
command that sickness,
command it, put your hand on your body.
Sickness.
Yes, cease operating.
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 Your end has
come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Any part of my body.
Any part of my body.
That is not working well.
That is not working well.
Receive strength.
Receive strength.
Begin to work well.
Begin to work well.
Begin to work well.
Begin to work well.
Be restored right now.
Be restored.
Be revived right now.
Be restored right now.
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 now. Be revived right now. Be restored right 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 now. Be revived right now.
Be revived right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say any spirit.
Any spirit.
In my life.
In my life.
Producing.
Producing
any situation,
any situation
that is taking my money,
that is taking my
that
money,
that is taking my money,
that is taking my money,
taking my money,
that is taking my money,
that is taking my money,
that is taking
that
my
is
money,
taking my money.
That is taking
any
my
spirit,
money. Any spirit
in my life,
my
that is producing,
that is
any situation,
a situation
that is siphoning my money,
siphoning my
your
money.
End has
your
come.
End has come.
Your end has
your
come.
End has
your
come.
End has
your
come.
End has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come. Yes, Lord.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end
your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Say any demonic hole.
Any demonic hole.
Any demonic channel.
Any demonic channel.
Any demonic avenue.
Any demonic avenue.
That is siphoning my money.
That is siphoning my money.
Even though I am faithful.
Stealing my money.
That is siphoning my money.
That is
even though I am paying tithe.
Even though I
give offering.
Even though I give
offering. Even though I support the work of God.
Even though I support the work of God.
Any channel.
Any channel.
Any channel.
Any door.
Any door.
That is siphoning my
stealing
money.
My money.
Your end has
your
come.
End has come.
Your end has
your
come.
End has
your
come.
End has
your
come.
End has
your
come.
End has come.
Your end has come.
End has come.
Your 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 end has come.
I seal that channel.
I seal with that channel
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
I seal that channel.
I seal that channel.
That door.
I shut
with the Holy Ghost fire.
With the Holy Ghost fire.
In
the
spirit.
In the spirit.
That has been assigned.
To steal from me.
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 To block the blessing.
To block the blessing.
That have been released.
That have been
your
released.
End has
your
come.
End has
your
come.
End is now.
Your end is
your
now.
Your end is now.
Your end,
your end
now.
Is now.
Your end is now. Yes, O Lord.
Your end is
your
now.
End is
your
now.
End is now.
Yes, Lord.
Your end is now. Your end is now. Your end is now.
Yes, Lord.
Your end is now. Be cast down
and
be nailed to the cross in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say any spirit.
Any spirit.
That has been assigned.
That has been assigned.
To make my life bitter.
To make my life bitter.
To make my life difficult.
Make my life difficult.
Somebody should write that. Somebody should write that for me. Any spirit. That has been assigned to me. To make my life bitter.
To make my life bitter.
To make my life difficult.
To make my life difficult.
To make my work difficult.
To make my work.
To make my ministry difficult.
Make my ministry difficult.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
That has been assigned to me.
That has been assigned to me.
To make my life.
To make my life.
Bitter.
Bitter.
To make my life.
Any
difficult.
Difficult.
To make my life.
To make my life.
Empty.
Empty.
To make my life.
Make my life.
Difficult.
Difficult.
Empty.
Empty.
Bitter,
bitter,
painful,
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 any spirit,
any spirit,
any power,
any power,
any agent,
any agent
from hell
that has been specifically,
that has been specifically.
Hey.
Hey, 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 hey,
yes,
hey.
Lord.
Oh, yes.
To make
somebody's
my life painful.
This is your prayer.
Ay,
yeah, 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 yeah.
My
it
life
is working.
Bitter.
Hey, it is working. Let's pray this prayer well. Please, it is working. It is working. God is just showing me something. Look, people's marriages are being delivered.
Amen.
People's businesses are being delivered.
Amen.
Look, hey, I can just hear.
Yes, Lord.
This is the real level
your
changer.
End has come.
This is the real level changer.
Yes, Lord.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
Any power.
Any power.
Any principality.
Any principality.
Any strong man.
Any strong
that
man.
Has been specifically.
That has been specifically
assigned.
Assigned.
Specifically.
Specifically.
Assigned.
Assigned.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
Any power.
Any power.
Any strong man.
Any strong man.
Any strong man.
Any strong man.
That has been specifically,
has been specifically
assigned,
assigned
to me,
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 to make my life bitter,
to make my life bitter,
to make my life,
to make
painful,
my life bitter,
to make my,
to make
life,
my
difficult,
life painful,
to make my
make
life
my
bitter,
life difficult,
to make my life
to
painful,
make my life
to make my life difficult,
to make my life
bitter,
to make my life bitter,
to make my life
to make my life bitter,
to make my life painful, to make my life difficult. To make my life difficult, to make my life dry, to make my life dry, to make my life slow, to make my life slow, to make my life stagnant, to make my life fruitless, to make my life fruitless, to make my life fruitless, Your end has come. Today, your end has come. I say 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 your end has come. In Jesus' mighty name. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the spirit.
In the spirit. In the power. In the principality. In the strong man. That has been assigned to me.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From anywhere.
From anywhere.
From anywhere.
From anywhere.
To make my life.
To make my life.
Bitter.
Bitter.
To make my life.
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 Unfulfilling.
Unfulfilling. Unfulfilling.
Oh my God. The angel of God is here. My God. The prayer is working. The prayer is working. The prayer is working. Say your end has come.
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 Your end is now.
Your end is now.
Your end is now. Your end is today. Your end is today. Your Do you know what I'm hearing? Some people, even when God does something, you don't enjoy it. I'm telling you. You don't celebrate anything.
You don't enjoy anything.
You see some of the manifestation in the church yesterday. Look, there were many things I was seeing. Eh? I can't say it because people were around. Look, there are some people in your life. They are dumb. They are agents of painful experience, bitter experience. They are. I'm telling you, they are. They are. They are a whole city. They are a whole house in your life. They are there at your workplace. Look, even your promotion, you don't enjoy it. I remember when I had my first car. Look, I said, this is the car I want. One day I was driving at La Paz. I nearly opened the door and jumped out of the car. Because I've been hearing the voice. So you are riding this car. So you. Which pastor have you seen riding BMW? You like big things too much. You like big. I was here, you know. I was alone in the car. But as if somebody was talking to me. Let me tell you, listen to me. God has carved us, everyone. He put the desire there because of your level. He has created. Look, some people don't like car. Look, I know somebody who was walking, always a man of God. I've been praying. I said, God, so won't you bless this man with car? Won't you bless this man with car? Won't you? He hasn't. I just one day, when I got to know, he has five houses. Five houses. He has rented four. I am talking about one-story building. They are all one-story, one-story, one-story. At prominent locations. He has rented four. And living in... No, he has rented four and gave one to his relative. And then he himself, he's living in a down house somewhere. The day I got to know this, and when I got to know his investment, look, don't look at people from outside. Don't look at people from outside. That's why we need discernment. That's why we need discernment. I'm telling you. That is why we need discernment. You see somebody walking chobo, 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 you don't know. Sometimes too, look, I've also met people when they come out from the car. But I know the struggles they are going through. I know the struggles they are going through. I was driving La Paz. Then I'll hear. I've been hearing it all. One day, when I got home, I told mama, I said, Gladys, please pray for me. This car, I want to sell it. It is too much. Because the people within. And there was a particular person who said, he thought he would be the first to ride a car with central lock in the church. But then attack. Do you know how that attack was broken? It was evangelist quizzed. I went to Achimota to pray. We were praying together. When he said, Della, let's go to your car. We went to the car. He said, look. Look, witchcraft. Witchcraft on top. Look, the spell. I couldn't see. We broke witchcraft. Look, and when we were praying, the way we were feeling when we were praying, the prayer was not going. We were praying. It was like a mountain. It was like something holding our mouths. Something shutting our mouth. We were, look, anytime you are praying that, continue. Continue. Look, we were just getting weak. We were just getting tired. Why? Back. Look, it took 30 minutes before the flow came. Bah! And when the flow came, the next 15, 20 minutes, kayakata. It was from that day that I started enjoying the car. It was from that day that I started enjoying the car. Look, some people are married. They are not enjoying their husband. They are not enjoying their wife. I'm telling you, they are not enjoying. Some people have been promoted. They are not enjoying the promotion. There is something. There is a spirit that makes you not to enjoy it. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. In the spirit. In the power. In the principality. In the strong man. That has been assigned to me. To cause me not to enjoy. To cause me not to enjoy. To cause me not to enjoy. My testimony. To cause me not to enjoy. My testimony. My promotion. My change of level. My blessing. My blessing. My blessing. Pray that prayer right now. It is working. Somebody pray. Your end has come. 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 Your end is now. 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 Your end is today. 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 Right now. Your end is today. 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 Your end is today.
Any power.
That has been assigned.
In the principality. In the principality.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
In the strong man. That has been assigned to me. Not to enjoy. In the blessing. Not to enjoy. My husband. My wife. My children. My marriage. My home. Not to enjoy. My Christian life. My blessing. My blessing. My blessing, my Christian life, not to enjoy my promotion, not to enjoy my testimony, not to enjoy my breakthrough, the breakthrough God has given to me, not to enjoy my testimony, not to enjoy my open door, not to enjoy my open door, not to enjoy this door God has opened for me, not to enjoy this door God has opened for me, not to enjoy this door God has opened for me, not to enjoy this door, not to enjoy this breakthrough. Your end has come. Your end has come. You are terminated. You are terminated. You are terminated by the Holy Ghost Father. By the blood of Jesus. You are terminated. You are permanently terminated. You are permanently terminated. You are permanently swallowed up. You are permanently swallowed up. You are permanently nailed to the cross. You are permanently nailed to the cross. You are permanently consumed by the consuming fire.
By the consuming fire
of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Glory be to God. It has been wonderful. I feel it in my spirit. Thank you for encouraging us.
Thank you, Lord.
We are ending here today. And some of us are going to continue. I'm telling you, as we end online. Le brokoto rate kesheke, ilebe beke teke baro, le baba leke teke baro. Any spirit behind my predicament, I like that. When it protects me, that is good. Any spirit behind my, that is good. Yes, your end has come. Your end has come. Your end has come. Your end has come. Any spirit that doesn't want me to enjoy my life. Hey, any spirit, oh my God. I am now seeing this. I'm now hearing any spirit that doesn't want me to enjoy my life in this country where I am. Hey, your end has come. Your end has come. Mention that country. Your end has come. Any spirit that doesn't want me to enjoy my academic work. My academic work. Any spirit
that doesn't spirit, want me to enjoy. That doesn't want me to enjoy
in this
my
office,
program. Yes,
in this
God,
office.
My
academics, in this office.
In this
my
office,
career.
Yes, my career.
Any
spirit that doesn't
your
want me
come,
to enjoy my
come,
career.
Your end has come.
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 Your end has come
today. Your end has come right
now. Your end is now.
Any spirit in this office. Any spirit in this office.
Yes, Lord.
Any spirit, any power in this office. Mention. Any spirit,
any power
in this office.
In this office.
In this office.
In this department.
In this workplace.
In this church.
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 Oh my God, it is working.
In this church.
In this house.
In this house.
In this house.
In this house.
In this locality.
In this locality.
In this locality.
In this locality.
In this city.
In this city.
In this city.
In this city,
in this city,
in this city,
in this town,
in this village,
in this village,
in this village,
make you wherever you are.
Yes, Lord.
That doesn't want me to enjoy life.
Lord.
That doesn't want me to enjoy the blessings of God.
Your end has come.
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 Your end has come. Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank the Lord for how far He has brought us. Today He has added a lot of extra time. That means extra blessings.
Amen.
That means bonus.
Amen.
Anytime God takes your time, He gives you bonus.
Amen.
God gives you bonus.
Amen.
God gives you bonus. Amen. Thank you, Mama. Mercy Quatin, powerfully prayer. And it is working. God bless you, Mama. Please, don't forget to send your testimonies. Let us know how these prayers are working in your life so that we are encouraged and revived. I am, Perisos, Chief Executive, it is working. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God willing, we shall continue on Wednesday, on Friday morning, and Friday evening. Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening is our crossover. I'm telling you, it's going to be something else. That spirit that causes things in this church to start well, and very soon they begin to die. Fine thing starts. Very soon, it begins to go down. Your end has come. The end of that strong man and that spirit, it has come. Your end has come.
Yes.
Any good thing that starts, it must continue.
Amen.
Yes, we thank the Lord and we give glory to God. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called, your name and
your
my
name,
name
and my name shall never be missing.
Even though and something good is happening to somebody.
It is happening to you and it is happening to
even
me.
Even though 2023 is our year, it is my year.
My year.
Shalom, 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 shalom.
Peace.
Peace. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen.
And continue to pray.
Amen.
And listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Celebrate your testimony.
Glory.
Shalom.
Glory.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.